in Masechta Shavuos Davov. We begin Bezdas Hashem on the Afheimat base in the middle of the Yomid by the two dots. The Gemara begins Tanan Hosom. Tanan Hosom we have learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Negoim. Marois Negoim Shnaim Shehen Arbo. The appearances of Negoim that are Metame are two, which are subdivided into four. Rashi comments that the Mishnah uses the Loshon Shnaim Shehen Arbo, which is a Loshon Zohar, because Mara itself is a Loshon Zohar. As we see in Yecheskel, Mara Hanoiga Soviv, Hu Mara Demus Kvod Hashem. So therefore, since Mara is Loshon Zohar, therefore the Mishnah refers to it also with a Loshon Zohar, Shnaim Shehen Arbo. In any case, in order to understand the Mishnah, we must realize that there are basically four shades of white. There are four different shades of white in terms of Negoim, which are Metamet. Now, these four shades of white go from Madrega to Madrega. It starts from a lower white to a very, very strong white. It works its way up into four Madregas. In the Torah, in Vayikra Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Odom kiyeh be'or b'saroi se'eis oi sapach asoi beheret. So the Chachamim Darshan, that basically we have two Ovois and two Toldos. Two major Negoim are Se'eis and Beheret. Sapachas is not considered to be a nega b'fnei atzmoi, but rather sapachas is a tofel. Sapachas means an addition. In other words, we are marber from sapachas, a tolda for se'eis, and a tolda for baheres. So now we have four shades of white. We will see in the Mishnah that the first madrega is lovan kashelik. Lovan kashelik is the whitest of all, intensively white. And this is the nega which is called in the Torah baheres, which means very, very white. The next madrega of white, which is a little bit less, is lovan katzemenoki. It is white as white wool, which is less than the loiven of shelig. And this is the nega which is called in the Torah se'eis, according to the view of the Chachamim in Masechtas Negoim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The third madrega of white, which is even less, is lovan kesid ha'echol. It is white as the paint of the hechol, which whiteness is lesser than the loiven of the tzemer. And finally, we have the lowest category of white, which is kikrum beitza, which is like the white of an egg, which is even less than tzidah hechol. Now, these last two maras, the mara of kisidah hechol and the mara of kikrum beitza, these are called in the Torah sapachas, because as mentioned, in the Torah again it says, in Vayikra Yud Gimel Odom, ki yir b'oir b'soroi, se'eis oi sapachas oi beheres. So the Chachamim of Darshan, se'eis is katzemer lovon. Se'ez is really the second madrega. Se'ez has the whiteness of the white wool. Baheres is the first madrega. It is azokashelik. It is intensively white like snow. And as far as sapachas is concerned, sapachas are marois hatfolin. These are marois which are tofel to the ikre hamarois. And we have two tofels. One, sid hahecho, and the second one, which is kikrum beitza. And therefore, as explained, the two first marois, the mara of baheres, meaning the mara of lovan kashelik, and the mara of tzemenoki, which is se'ez, these are considered to be ovois, because these two are mefurish in the Torah. The heres and se'ez are mefurish in the Torah, so these are called ovois. The other two, the last two, which are learnt out from the word of sapachas, namely, the loiven of sidah hechol, and the loiven of krum beitzo, these are called toldis, as we will see in the Mishnah. However, any other negah, whose loiven, whose whiteness is even less than krum beitza, these are called in the Torah boihak, and these are tor legamre. However, any other nega that has a whiteness which consists of any of the four different maris negoim that we have mentioned, these are tome, as we will now see in the Mishnah. And Rashi explains, as we have mentioned before, that the two ovois are baheres and seis, and as we have mentioned that baheres is the whitest of all, and se'ez, which is the next av, is a little bit less white. It is less white than the white of the baheres. And therefore, says Rashi, it is called se'ez, because it is the teva, that if you have two maris, one black and one white next to each other, the black appears to be raised higher than the white. That is the appearance. And therefore, it's the se'ez, which happens to be blacker, which happens to be less white than the baheres, the Marav Se'ez appears to be higher, it appears to be raised, and therefore it's called Se'ez. It is a raised Marav, meaning that its whiteness is of lesser quality white than the white of the Baharis. And now let us see the Gemara again. Tiran Hotzon. We have learned in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Negoyim, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, Marit Negoyim, Shnayim Shenabo. The appearances of Negoyim that are Metame are two which are Mefurish in the Torah, which are subdivided into four. Two are Mefurish in the Torah, which is Se'eth and Baheris. And then we are Marbe another two toilders. From the word Oysa Pachas, we are Marbe another two toilders, meaning that there is a toilder for Se'eth and there is a toilder for Baheris. And the Mishnah explains, Baharis is Azok HaShelek. The Nega of Baharis is intensively white like snow, meaning that Baharis is the most white of all the Negoim. There is no Leuven higher than the Leuven of Baharis. As we see in the Torah, in Baharis Levono he, so the Gemara Darshins, he Levono the Ein Lemailo Memeno Levono. As the Gemara Darshins further in the Sefer Shavuot that viewed on the base. So again, Baharis is Azok HaShelek. The Harris is the most white. It is intensively white like snow. Shniela, the second one, meaning the tolda of Baharis, is Kesid HaHechol, has the whiteness of the Sid HaHechol, of the white paint of the walls of the Hechol. Continues the Mishnah further, Se'eth. Then we have the Av called Se'eth. And this is, by the way, the view of the Chachamim. Because in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Negoyim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah first brings the view of Remeir, as is pointed out here in Tosfos, the Ramaschal says. However, the Gemara here skips over the view of Remeir and goes directly to the view of the Chachamim. The Koin Chachamim, Se'eth, the Negav Se'eth, which is the Av, is Ketzemer Lovon, is like the whiteness of white wool. Shinielo, and secondary to it, meaning the Tolda of Se'eth, is Kikrum Beitze, is like the white of an egg. So now it comes out that the Koin Chachamim, the two Ovoi, Beharis and Se'eth, these are the whitest of all the Maris. The Harris being the first whitest, the most whitest, and the eighth, which is the second Av, is considered to be the second whitest. Now, following the Harris and the eighth, which are the two Avos, we have another two Maris, which are the two Toldas. The Maris of the two Toldas are less white than the two Avos. One Maris was Sida Hechol, and then we have Kikrum Beitza. Sida Hechol is the whiter Tolda. It is more white than Krum Beitza. But even Sid HaHechol is less white than the Mara of Se'eth. So Sid HaHechol, which is the whitest of the Toldas, is the Tolda of Baharis, and Krum Beitze, which is the least white of the Toldas, is the Tolda of Se'eth. Because since in the category of the Ovois, Baharis is whiter than Se'eth, so too it's been stubborn the category of the Toldas, that the whitest Tolda goes to the whitest Av. So Baharis, which is the whitest Av, gets the whitest Tolda, which is Sid HaHechol. And Se'eth, which is the weaker white of the Ovois, gets the weaker white of the Toldas, which is the Mara of Krum Beitze. So Krum Beitze becomes the Tolda of Se'eth. So Mamelonaut comes out that Baharis has the Tolda of Sid HaHechol, and Se'eth has the Tolda of Krum Beitze. And as mentioned before, that Baharis and Se'eth are the two whitest. Baharis is first in the order of whiteness, Se'eth is second, which is followed by Sid HaHechol, which is followed finally by Krum Beitze. Of the two Toldas as mentioned, Sid HaHechol is whiter than Krum Beitze. Sid HaHechol is the Tolda of Baharis, which is the whiter Av, and Krum Beitze, which is the least white of the Toldas, is the Tolda of Se'eth, which is the least white of the Ovois. Now Rashi explains that it is important to know Lemaise, which Av goes together with which Tolda, Legab the Din Tziruf, Lekigris, which is the Shear of the Nega. A nega is only metana if it has the shear of a gris, which is the size of a bean. And therefore, if let us say we have a chati gris of an av and a chati gris of a tolda, they are mitzarev together. And therefore it is important to know which av has which tolda, in order that we have half a shear of the av and half a shear of the tolda, they are mitzarev together to make up a shear of a gris. By the same token, both of the ovois together are also mitzarev. If we have a half a gris of Se'eth and we have a half a gris of Baharis, they are also mitzaris, even though they are two separate ovois, because this is based on a drosha in the Teiris Koyanim, in a posik of Ayikra Yud Gimel posik base, V'hoya b'oyer b'soro ilonega tzaraat, so we darshan from the V'hoya melamed shemitzarfim zem zeh. So Lamaiset comes out that either two ovois are mitzaris, or an av and its tolda. However, two toldas are not mistarif. In other words, a half a shear of one tolda and another half a shear of another tolda are not mistarif. Davkin Av and it's told the Armistarev, or the two Ovois Armistarev? This is the opinion of the Rosh and the Ravid. However, the Rambam has a different shita, as can be seen and brought down in the Mishnah Mevuaris, Tenegoyim Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Ein Shom. There's also a different pshat in the Rambam, the shita from a bit in the Kiryas Sefer, as is brought down in the Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz, Chelik Yiradeya Simen Mem Ein Shom. Now it should also be noted that according to the view of the Tan of this Mishnah, that an Av and a Tolda are mistarf one with the other, it means that although we have a separation of two madregas in shades between the Av and the Tolda, nevertheless it is mistarf. Because after all, let us take Baharis, which is the Av. The Tolda of Baharis is Sidah Hechol. There are two madregas between the whiteness of Baharis and Sidah Hechol, because the immediate lower whiteness of Baharis is Sa'ef. After Sa'ef comes Sidah Hechol. So Mamela, Baharis to Sidah Hechol are removed by two madregas. And similarly, Sa'ef is Mistarif with Krum Beitza. Sa'ef is the Av, Krum Beitza is the Tolda. We have a difference of two madregas in color, because Sa'ef is above Sidah Hechol, and Sidah Hechol is above Krum Beitza. And yet Krum Beitza is the Tolda of Sa'ef, and they are Mistarif. So again, it is the opinion of the Tan of our Mishnah, which is the view of the Rabbanon, that an Av and a Tolda are mistarf one with the other, even though they are separated by 2 degrees, by 2 madregas. To this comes the Gemara, Omer Rava, which is the Gears of the Bach. Man Tana Maris Nagoyim. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Who breaks down the 4 Maris in the categories of Ovois and Toldas, and he tells us that each Av has its own separate Tolda, and that the Av and the Tolda are mistarf one with the other, even though that there is a separation of 2 madregas between the Av and the Tolda. After all, like Rabbi Akiva, this cannot come out like Rabbi Akiva, because he is Rabbi Akiva. For if it were like Rabbi Akiva, Kivin the Omar Zulamala Mizu, Vizulamala Mizu, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion further on the Gemara. He enumerates all the 4 Maris in their order, one above the other, according to their degree of whiteness. In other words, first comes Baharis, then comes Sa'ef, then comes Sidah Hechol, and then comes Krum Beitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that 2 shades, if they are separated by only 1 degree, they may combine. However, if 2 shades are separated by 2 milas, by 2 madregas, then they cannot combine. They cannot be mitzarev. Rabbi Akiva holds that Kiseder Mishnoson Hein mitzarev in Zelozeh, according to the order of their whiteness, which is Shelek first, Semer second, Sid, and then Krum. However, 1 mare cannot be mitzarev with another mare if there is a separation of 2 degrees between them. And therefore the Gemara asks, if our Mishnah should follow like Rabbi Akiva, since Kivim the Omar Zulam Alamazu Vizulam Alamazu, with fear of Akiva's opinion that they are only mitzarev according to the order of their whiteness, where they are separated only by 1 degree, but not if they are separated by 2 degrees, im kain tiharto sidhecho militzarev. After all, according to Rabbi Akiva, it comes out that Sidhecho cannot be mitzarev with any other shade. For with which shade will you combine it? With which mara will you combine Sidhecho? If you will claim that we should be mitzarev the mara of Sidhecho, if we have half a shear of Sidhecho, we should be mitzarev with another half a shear of Baharis, which is the opinion of the Rabbanon, that Baharis and Sidhecho are mitzarev. According to Rabbi Akiva, they cannot be mitzarev. Why? Because ikas se'es da'divimenei. After all, se'es is already 1 degree higher than the mara of Sidhecho. Before we reach Baharis, we have to first hit the mara, the madrega of se'es. Se'es intervenes between Baharis and Sidhecho, thereby making Baharis 2 degrees higher. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if there are a separation of 2 madregas, we cannot be mistar of them. So if you Rabbi Akiva is poshut, that the mara of Sidhecho cannot be mistar with the mara of Baharis, because they are separated by 2 madregas. On the other hand, the tzarfi by the Seif, shall we try to be mistar of Sidhecho together with Seif, and this already only has a separation of 1 madrega, because immediately below Seif follows the mara of Sidhecho, but it cannot be, because Lav told the Didehu. After all, Sidhecho is not a told of Seif. Sidhecho is a told of Baharis, as the Mishnah says, Baharis azok hashelik shnialo ki Sidhecho. So Sidhecho really is a min Baharis. Sidhecho is not at all a min of Seif. So Amela, Sidhecho cannot be mistarf with Seif, because it is not a told of Seif. Although they are only removed by 1 madrega of a mara of whiteness, nevertheless, they are 2 different minim. They cannot be mistarf. On the other hand, said Ahechol cannot be mitzaref l'fir Rebbe Akiva even with Beheris, because although it is a min of Beheris, because they are separated by two shades, they are separated by two madregas. And according to Rebbe Akiva, there is no tziruf, only zu l'mala mezu, only according to the order of their whiteness, where there is a separation by only one madrega. And therefore, if the Mishnah would be going with Rebbe Akiva, the Mishnah, instead of breaking it down in Ovis and Toldis, the Mishnah should have arranged the four Maris in the order of their whiteness, beginning with Beheris Azok HaSholik, Se'eis Katzer Melovon, Ushniyala Sid HaHechol, Ukrum Beitza. And now we would learn that all of them basically are made up of the same meaning. Beheris and Se'eis are Mitzaref, Se'eis and Sid are Mitzaref, because they are all separated by merely one shade, by one Madrega. And Lefizeh, according to this order, Se'eit Take would have a Tziruf. Sid would have its tziruf with the Mara of Se'ez. Because now we are not breaking down that Sid is Dafke told of Beheris, but rather all four are related. However, they have an order of whiteness, beginning with Beheris, followed by Se'ez, then comes Sid Ahechol, and then comes Krum Beitzah. So basically they are all Kulhu Mine Dahada Hadodininu. They're basically all one type of a min with different shades. And therefore, again, Beheris and Se'ez are Mitzaref, Se'ez and Sid are Mitzaref. So now Sid has its tziruf. But now that in our Mishnah, that we are machalik, and we say that each av has its own distinct tolder, that Beheris has its own tolder, Se'ez has its own tolder. Now Melvatana obviously holds that we only have a tziruf between the av and its tolder. The question is, how could Beheris the av have a tziruf with its tolder Sid Ahechol? After all, they are separated by two madregas, and see Rabbi Akiva, there is only a tziruf zula mala mezu. So how would there ever be a chetimta for a sid to have a tziruf? With what would you be mitzaref the mara of sid? With Beheris you cannot say, because there are two madregas. With Seis you cannot say, because there are two different meaning. So Eis has a different tolder. Sid Ahechol has no shaykhet with Seis. The Gemara asks, Hochi, according to your kasha, why ask dafke from sid? Krum beitze nami bahadamam tzarfe. You also have a kasha with the Mara Krum Beitzah. With what would you be mitzaref the Mara of Krum Beitzah? Why are you asking the kasha dafke concerning the Mara Nega of Sid Ahechol? The same kasha could be asked concerning the Mara of Krum Beitzah. With what will you be mitzaref? The tzarfe by the says, if you will try to be mitzaref Krum Beitzah with its av se'ez, ikesid the odav menei. After all, we have an intervening Mara. We have an intervening Mara of Sid Ahechol. Sid Ahechol is immediately above Krum Beitzah. And therefore it means that with Krum Beitzah and Se'ez there is a separation of two madregas. If you're Rebbe Akiva, there is no tziruf. On the other hand, it's tzarfi by the Sid. If you will want to be mitzaref Krum Beitzah with Sid, la bar minehu, it is not of its kind. According to our Mishnah, it comes out that Krum Beitzah and Sid Ahechol are two different minim entirely, because Sid Ahechol and Krum Beitzah are told us of two different ovois. So Mela, why dafke do you ask Akasha? Lefi Rabbi Akiva, how will we have a tziruf of Sid Ahechol? According to Rabbi Akiva, we could also have Akasha. How will we have a tziruf concerning Krum Beitzah? If in fact, if Rabbi Akiva should believe in the breakdown of ovois and told us, it will be impossible to have a tziruf for Sid Ahechol. And it will be impossible to have a tziruf also with Krum Beitzah. Why dafke ask a kasha concerning Sid Ahechol? You could also ask the kasha concerning Krum Beitzah. So again, what the Gemara here is trying to force, that lefi Rabbi Akiva, there cannot be a breakdown of ovis and toldis. Because if we have a breakdown of ovis and toldis, it means that each tolda is limited dafke to its av. If each tolda is dafke a min of its own av, but not to another nega, so mela, there's a problem. Because there's a separation of two madregas between the av and the tolda. And the fear of the kiva, there's no tziruf unless it is zula mala mezu. On the other hand, if there is no breakdown between ovis and toldas, but rather we have a series of four different madregas, but basically they are all of the same mean, except one is a higher shade of whiteness than the other. But basically all four negoim are of the same mean. Not that we have a breakdown of ovis and toldas, but all of them are basically kulu mine dahadodeninu. So then certainly we do have itzirut for each mara. Each mara is mitzaref with the immediate mara, which is higher or lower than it. However, if we have a breakdown of ovis and toldas, then now we are limiting each av to its own tolda. That an av and a tolda are of one min, and the other av and the other tolda are of another min. There's a problem, because the tolda with its av has a separation of two madregas, and if it would be kiva, we have no tziruf. And the Gemara is asking, why dafke do we have a problem only between Sid and Beheris? We should also have a problem with the Mara of Krum Beitzah. And we turn to Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, Hi Mai. The Gemara says, no, there is no question concerning Krum Beitzah. Because Bishlam Ebeloi Sid Heichol, without the problem of Sid Heichol, Krum Beitza Loi Kashe. The Mar of Krum Beitza would present no difficulty. Why not? The Yavkab the Krum Beitza Mititoi De Seis, because even though Take Krum Beitza is two Madrigas lower than Seis, nevertheless we have no Kashe. Why Krum Beitza is Mistarif with Seis? Because Rachmon Omar, because the Torah says, Vela Seis Ula Sapachas. When the Torah says Sapachas, so Sapachas fail all the Seis. Sapachas is secondary to Seis. Because Sapachas means in addition to, it is a ribui. Which the Torah tells us, it's a Gzeres HaKotzes, that Alphagav the Man Chesam in Eituve. That even though it is 2 degrees lower, even though Krum Beitza is 2 degrees lower, nevertheless, it is a patch and it is Mistarif and combined with Seis. So therefore, concerning the Mar of Krum Beitza, that it is Mistarif with Seis, we have no Kashe. Because it is a Gzeres HaKotzes, which is learned out from Sapachas, that even though Krum Beitza is 2 madrigas lower than Seis, nevertheless it is mitzvah. However, Ela said Heichel Kashe. However, concerning the Marav said Heichel, we do have a Kashe. How is it mitzvah to Baharis? And as Rashi points out, that the Gzeres HaKotzes Sapachas is only a ribui concerning Seis. In the Torah it says, Odom ki yi b'oir b'saroi, Seis oi Sapachas oi Baharis. So the word Sapachas is in between Seis and Baharis. The word Sapachas is after the word Seis. Says Rashi that the ribu of Sapachas only refers to Seis, but it does not refer to Baharis. And as the Tosis Rosh explains, and also here a little bit in Tosis, Divramaschal Afagav, that Sapachas is only a ribu to the word Seis, because Seis is the Iker Hanega, and Sapachas, which is the Tofel, is written after Seis. However, concerning Baharis, it is not Nistaber that Sapachas is a ribu to Baharis, because why would the Torah write the Tofel first and the Iker later? So therefore, concerning Baharis, Sapachas is not a ribui to Baharis, but rather Sapachas is a ribui to Seis. If Sapachas would have been a ribui for Baharis also, the Torah should have written, La Seis, Ula Baharis, Ula Sapachas Seyen. Why does the Torah write Sapachas in between Seis and Baharis? Elamai, it comes to be a ribui to Seis, to tell us that Krum Beitza is mistarif with Seis, even though it is 2 madrigas lower. And as Rashi explains, that so far, if not for the Mar of Sid Heichol, concerning the other 3 Maris, it would be very consistent, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, Zula Ma'ala Mizu. First of all, Baharis and Seis would be Mitzvah, even though they are 2 separate Ovois, but there's a Gzeres HaKotzes V'Hoyo Malamachi Mitzvahim, besides the fact being that Baharis is only 1 Madrega higher than Seis, so therefore they can be Mitzvah, and even though they are 2 separate Ovois, nevertheless V'Hoyo says that they are Mitzvah. Concerning Krum Beitza and Seis is also Mitzvah, even though they are removed by 2 Madrigas, this is based on the Gzeres HaKotzes and the Ribui of Sapachas. And Rashi says that also Sid Heichol is also Mistarf with Seis, because Sid Heichol is 1 Madriga only removed from Seis, because Seis is above Sid Heichol, and according to Rabbi Kiva Zulam Ala Mizu, it is Mistarf. And even though the Gemara above argued that Sid and Seis should not be Mistarf, because after all, Lav Bar Minehu, because after all, they are not of the same min. After all, Sid is a told of Baharis. So Amela Sid should not be able to be Mistarif with Seis. Nevertheless, says the Tosfos Rosh, according to the present Shakla Vitarya, that Sapachas is a ribui, which is Marbe to fail all the Seis. So just like Sapachas is Marbe, that Krum Beitza is Mistarif with Seis, so too Sid HaHechol is also Mistarif with Seis. So now at this point, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says Ulam Ala Mizu, Baharis and Seis would be Mistarif, Sid and Seis would be Mistarif, and also Krum Beitza with Seis would be Mistarif based on the ribui of Sapachas. However, Elo Sid Heichol Kasha. However, the only Kasha is, how can Sid Heichol be Mistarif with Baharis? Explains the Tosfos Rosh, that if we would be Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha now different than before. Because in the Havamin on Daf Heyomad Beis, the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara there used the Lashon, Im Kein Tehartos Sid Heichol Mistarif Bahadiman. In the Havimin of the Gemara held that according to Rabbi Kiva, Sid Heichol cannot be mitzvah with anything. Sid Heichol cannot be mitzvah with Baharis, because after all, it is removed with 2 Madrigas. And also Sid Heichol cannot be mitzvah with Seis, because after all, Lav told of Didehu. Sid Heichol is not a told of Seis. That was in the Gemara above, where the Gemara held that Sid Heichol cannot be mitzvah with anything. However, now according to the present Shakla Vitarya, says the Tosfos Rosh, Sid Heichol Be'emes can be mitzvah with Seis. Because even though Sid Heichol is not a told of Seis, but now we have introduced the ribui of Sapachas, which is Marbet to fail all the Seis. And therefore, according to the present Shakravatarya, that Tzapachas is Marbet Tfelah L'Seis, so a benefit it includes Tzidheichol. That Tzidheichol also could find a Tziruf with Seis. The Gemara's Kasha, Elo Tzidheichol Kasha, means that after all, even though Enochanami Takis Tzidheichol can be Mitzdarf with Seis, however, how can Tzidheichol be Mitzdarf with Beheres? After all, if Rabbi Kiva believes in the breakdown of Ovis and Toldis, and we maintain that Tzidheichol is a Told of Beheres, so what is the Pshat it's a Told of Beheres? So the Nafkimin al-Khayra is Lenin Tziruf. That Tzidheichol is able to be Mitzdarf with Beheres, as the Mishnah says, Beheres Azok Yashelek, Shniyolo, Kisidheichol, that the Told of Beheres is Tzidheichol. Where therefore the Mishnah implies that Tzidheichol is Mitzdarf with Beheres, that certainly is a Kasha. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Zulam Alam Mizu, that they cannot be separated by two madrigas. So if so, how does the Mishnah then imply that Tzidheichol is Mitzdarf with Beheres? After all, there is a separation of two madrigas between Tzidheichol to Beheres. And well, therefore, says the Gemara, Machverte Misnissen Deloy Kribi Kiva. Therefore, it is obvious, like we said before, that our Mishnah that makes Tzidheichol secondary to Beheres and Krum Beitze secondary to Seis, meaning that we have individual Ovis and Toldis, that is not in accordance with Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, there cannot be a Tziruf between Beheres and Tzidheichol, because after all they are separated by two madrigas. And Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that it must be Zulam Ala Mizu. So therefore that our Mishnah that maintains that even though there is a separation, that even though we have an Av of Beheres and a Told of Tzidheichol, that they are mistarf one with the other, although they are separated by two madrigas, that is not like Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, we can only have a Tziruf where it is Zulam Ala Mizu, only where they are separated by one madrega, but not where they are separated by two madregas. And the Gemara continues, and where, Take, have we have heard that Rabbi Kiva holds that the shades of Maris are only mitzdarev if they are separated only by one madrega, that they must be zulam ala mezu. However, if they are separated by two madregas, then there is no tziruv. Where is the mocker of this point of view of Rabbi Kiva, that zulam ala mezu? Ilan emor detanya. If you want to say it, it's from the following brisa. We have learned in a Tisefta of Negoim, Perik Aleph, Om Rabbi Yossi. Shual Yehoshua ben Yosh Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva. Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked his father Rabbi Akiva. And as Rashi says, that this Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, because Rabbi Yeshua was the son of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is referred to a Kireach, as the Gemara says in Bechoris Daf Nun Ches, where Ben Azai made a statement and said, Kol Chachmei Yisrael Doimin Olai Ki Klipas Hashum. Ben Azai pointed out that he is so much greater than all the Chacham Yisrael that they compared to him are only like the peels of the garlic. Chutz min haKireach hazeh, except Rabbi Akiva. So we see Rabbi Akiva is called Kireach. So therefore, Mamela, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha means Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. So is the opinion of Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha means Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. However, Tosfos over there, Masechtas Becheres, Daf Nun Ches, is Marach Bariches, and Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds that it is not Shaykh to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is referring to Rabbi Akiva, because why would the Gemara call Rabbi Akiva with the Lashon Gnai of the Kireach? After all, Kireach is the Lashon Gnai. And Tosfos also brings Raya from the Gemara Megillah Daf Chof Ches. And therefore, finally, Tosfos brings down B'Shem the Rabbeinu Nisim, who holds that Karcha is referring to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. For the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Loza ben Azariah was a Kireach. Tosfos also brings down a Pshat from Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says that Karcha is a Shem Odom, is an independent name. Karcha is not referring to a situation where one is bald or whatever, but rather Karcha is an Etzem name, it is the Shem of an Odom, and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha means Rabbi Shua was the son of a person whose name was Karcha. Ayin Bariches in Toises and Sechtes Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches, Ayin Shom. Agaponim, in any case, we have learned Om Rabbi Yossi Shol, Yeshua ben Oishu Rabbi Akiva, Om Rabbi Kiva. Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, asked from Rabbi Kiva. It neima Omru Maris Negoim Shnaim Shein Arbor. Why did the Chachamim say that the Maris of Negoim are two that are subdivided in four? And as Rashi already points out, that the true Kavon of the Shaila will be understood a little bit later, soon in the Gemara. So, Omaloi, so said Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yeshua, Vimlav Mayo Imru, and if not, how then should they have said? To this, Yeshua responded, and he said, Yoimru, why wasn't it enough for the Chacham to say, Vikrum Beitza Ulamayla Tomei, that any Mara above Krum Beitza is Tomei? After all, the fact remains that we do not have more than four different shades of white. From Krum Beya and above, there are only four different types of shades. So if the Chachamim would have merely said that any shade of white by a Nega from Kun Beitza Ulamaila Istame, we would have Mamela understood that we are referring to these four Maris. Why was it necessary to say Shnaim Shehen Arba? Why was it necessary to mention the names of the Negoim? Lamai not giving it for the names of the Negoim. Would have been simply enough to say Mekrum Beitza Ulamaila Tame, that any shade of white, any shade of loivin, from Kun Beitza and above, all are Tame. And as Rashi points out, that we would have been Marviach, the halacha that the Gemara says in Psachim Dav Gimel, that le'olam yishana odom le'talmidei derech kitzorah. So why was it necessary to be mazkir their names? Omaloi, to this responds Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Loimar, the reason the Chachamim mentions Shnaim Shehen Arbo, and they have enumerated the names of the Negoim in order to teach us she'mitztarfim zeh emzeh, that in fact the Negoim are mitztarf one with the other. And therefore it's necessary for the Chachamim to teach us the names of the Negoim and give us a Seder in terms of the order from the highest Loivin to the lowest Loivin, in order that we should know that Davke according to this Seder they are Mistarif, but not according to any other Seder. However, yet at this point we do not really know what is the real Seder of Hitztarfus. Or Maloi, to this Yeshua still argued, and he said, so what? The Yoimru, they could have still merely said, Mikrum Beit Tulamayla Tomei, from Kun Beitza and upwards, all the Maris are Tomei, umitztarfim zeh im zeh, and they combine one with the other. And as Tosis points out in the Ramatul of the Yomru, that the Kavon of Yeshua was to ask, it would have been enough for the Chachamim merely to teach us that any Mara from Kun Beitza ulamayla is Tomei, and they are mitztarf one with the other, and the Chachamim would be mefarish, that they are mitztarf one Mara with the other, providing if they are only separated by one shade, by one madrega, but not if they are separated by two madregas. So why was it necessary for the Chachamim actually to teach us the various different names of the Negoim and tell us that we have Shnaim Shehen Arba? The Chachamim could have said merely very bekitzer that any Mara above Krum Beitza are Tomei and they are mitztarf. And how are they mitztarf? Davke bismuchin zelozeh b'mayl achas. Dafke, if they are related one with the other and only removed by one madrega, and Amel, we would have known everything. We would have known that all four Maris are Tomei, because we only have four Maris from Krum Beit to Lamaila. And we would have also known that they are only mistarf one with the other in the order of their madregas. That one madrega is mistarf with a higher madrega or with a lower madrega, but not if they are removed with two madregas. So why was it necessary for the Chachamim to say Shnaim Shehen Arba and be massacred the names of the various Negoim? Oh, Maloi, to this answered Rabbi Akiva to his son, you know why it was important for the Chachamim to give the names of each of the individual four Negoim? Because Loi Maloch, because the Chachamim wanted to teach you that Kol Koyin She'en Oiboki Behein U'Bishmoiseim Ein Eroyes HaNegoim. Any Koyin that is not a Boki, who is not well versed in the nature of the Negoim and in the names of the Negoim, is not competent to inspect Negoim. And that is why it was important for the Chachamim to be mazkir and to identify the names of the Negoim. Tosfos in the Ramatzchol Kol Koyin already points out that when the Gemara says that Kol Koyin Sheni Boki Behen in Eroyes HaNegoim, this only holds true when the Koyin who is not a Boki does not have a Yisroel, a Chacham next to him. However, if the Koyin has a Yisroel Boki next to him, then even if the Koyin himself is a Shoiter, he is able to inspect the Negoim, because the Yisroel who is a Boki will identify the Nega, and he will tell the Kohen to pronounce Tomei, and the Kohen on the face of the Yisroel pronounces Tomei, and it is effective. So points out places in the Ramaschal Kol Kohen. Now it is from this Brisa that the Gemara is trying to prove that Rabbi Kiv is of the opinion that Zulam Alam Zu, that Negoim are only mistarf with each other if they are separated by one Madrega. However, they are separated by two Madregas, then they are not mistarf. How do we have a riot from this Brisa that Rabbi Kiv is of the opinion Zulam Alam Zu? Because the ilum misid heichel ulamayla loikomar, we find Yeshua asking Rabbi Kiva, "Yoimru mikrum beitu ulamayla tomei." We find Yeshua asking Rabbi Kiva that it would have been enough for the Chachamim to say that yoimru mikrum beitu ulamayla tomei umitztarif. However, he did not add that they should have also said umisid ulamayla tomei umitztarif. That the Chachamim should have added two things. First, they should have said mikrum beitu ulamayla tomei umitztarif, and also misid ulamayla tomei umitztarif. We do not find Yeshua breaking it up into two categories, Mikrum Beit Ulamayla and Misid Ulamayla. Why not? Because it is Mashma, and it is Mistaber, that Rabbi Yeshua Mistam heard from Rabbi Akiva, that Bemis, we do not have two categories. But as long as it is Mikrum Beit Ulamayla, Tomamayla Tomim Mitztarif, that all the other Negoim actually are Mitztarif together with Se'ef. That Se'ef basically is Mitztarif. both with Tzira Heichol, and it is also mitzarev with the Tolda of Krum Beitza. Because if in fact Rabbi Kiva would also agree to the Seder of our Mishnah, if in fact Rabbi Kiva would agree to the Seder of our Mishnah that Baharis has a Tolda of Tzira Heichol, and that Tz'eis has a Tolda of Krum Beitza, then if so, Rabbi Yeshua should have also pointed this out in Shiloh, and he should have asked that the Chachamim should have said Mikrum Beitza Ulamayla Tomei Umitztarev and Misid Ulamayla Tomei Umitztarev, and we would have understood that Mikrum Beitza Ulamayla Tomei Umitztarev means that Krum Beitza is Mitztarev with the Av of Tz'eis, and Sid Ulamayla Tomei Umitztarev, that Sid is Mitztarev with the Av of Baharis. Since Lamaisa, Yeshua did not mention Sid Ulamayla Mitzarev, but rather he only mentioned Yoimru Mekrum Beit Ulamayla Mitzarev, is Mashma, that once it is above Krum Beit Mitzarev, they are all Mitzarev with Se'ez. That Se'ez basically is Mitzarev with both Toldas. That Se'ez is Mitzarev both with the Tolda of Sid Ahechel, and it's also Mitzarev with the Tolda of Krum Beit. And this will be based from the limud of Tzapachas, where the limud of Tzapachas is marbe itzfeilo l'seis. And therefore we are marbe that seis is mistarv both with Sid Ahechol, and is also mistarv with the Krum Beitza. And therefore Yeshua merely pointed out, it would have been enough to say that yoimru mikrum beitza ulamayla tomei umitzarev. And it does not mention a separate category of Sid Ahechol ulamayla to point out, as if to say that Sid Ahechol is a separate tolda to the Ava Beharis. No, he didn't ask to have a separate category of Sid Ahechol, but he only mentioned Mikrum Beitza ulamayla tomei, which obviously implies that everything is mistarev with Se'ez, based on the limud of Tzapachas, which is marbet Tfeila, which is marbet that Se'ez is mistarev both with the tolda of Sid Ahechol and also with the tolda of Krum Beitza. And therefore, says the Gemara, the ilu misid heichol lamaila lekomar. We do not find Yeshua asking Rabbi Kiva that he should have also categorized sid heichol ulamaila tomei mistarev. Midlo yomale, since he didn't point out to have the category of sid heichol separately, but he only mentioned yoimru mikrum beitza ulamaila tomei mistarev. Shemamin is a rai because we do not have a separate category of sid heichol. Shemamin dishmil Rabbi Kiva. So we now have a rai. We now have proof that Yeshua heard from Rabbi Kiva, the Yomar Kulu about the Seis Mistarfim, that Be'emes, all of them are Mistarf with Seis. Even Sid Heichol is Mistarf together with Seis, based on the limud of Tzapachas. And therefore, when Rabbi Kiva said in his tshuva to his son Yeshua, in the brice above, Lo Yomar Shi Mistarfim Zeim Zeh, he meant according to the Seder of Zul Amala Mizu. First we have Beharis, then we have Seis, then we have Sid, and then we have Krum. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, this Seder teaches us that the Hitztarfes follows in the order that they are enumerated, meaning that Baharis is Mitztarev with Se'ez, because they are removed with one apart. And Se'ez is Mitztarev both with Sid and with Krum Shobea, based on the limud of Tzapachas. So, upon we have a riot, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Seder of Hitztarfes goes according to the Seder of Zul Amalamizu. And the Gemara asks, this is not conclusive, because of the Dilma, because maybe Be'emes Taki Rabbi Kiva holds that Se'ez V'Toil Dosa, Beharis V'Toil Dosa. Maybe Taki Rabbi Kiva Taki holds that Se'ez combines with its Tolda, and Beharis combines with its Tolda. I, Rabbi Yeshua, did not mention in his Shaila Sid Ahecho. I, Rabbi Yeshua, only mentioned in his Shaila Yoimru Mekrum Beitza Lamayla Tomei. But this is not, says Rashi, this is not because according to Rabbi Kiva we only have the category of Krum Beitza Lamayla, and we do not have a second category of Sid Ahecho. Then, according to Rabbi Kiva, we talk about two separate toldas. Baharis has the tolda of Sid Ahecho, and Seis has the tolda of Krum Beitza. And therefore, Be'emes, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Beharis is mitzarev with Sid Ahechol, and Seis is mitzarev with Krum Beitza. Aye, why is it that Rabbi Yeshua only mentioned in his Shaila Yoimru Mikrum Beitza Lamayla Tomei? The Teretz is his kavana l'take was to ask for everything. His kavana was take not only that Yoimru Mikrum Beitza Lamayla Tomei, but his kavana also was that Yoimru Misid Heichol Ulamayla Tomei mitzarev. Except the Tan of the Brisa was not particular, was not makpit to mention it, because Otuki Ruchle Leizel Velakshe. So Bekitzer, he only mentioned the first part of the Shaila, Yoimru Mikrum Beitza Lamayla Tomei. But Enochanami, Rabbi Yeshua, meant to ask not only Yoimru Mikrum Beitza Lamayla Tomei, but he also meant to ask Yoimru Misid Heichol Lamayla Tomei. In any case, his Brisa is not conclusive. As far as his Brisa is concerned, we can still argue that Rabbi Kiva agrees that there is a Tzarfus both from the Harris, the Sid Heichol, as well as the Ace from Krum Tzol Beitza, and from where Taka now. Do we have a Raya that Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion of Zul Amala Mizu? From where do we prove this? Hello there, Portas and Gimorim, Rabbi Chanina. we can prove it from the statement of Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Chanina, for Rabbi Chanina has said, Moshul Rabbi Akiva, Lama Davadoyme. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva, to what does it compare to? Says Rabbi Chanina, it compares to La Abo Koyza Shvacholov, to where we have four cups of milk, where the contents, of course, are white. We have four cups of milk. Now, Echot Notlu Toycho Ishte Tipin Shodam. Now, in the first cup, there fell in two drops of blood. The two drops of blood now take away a little bit of the whiteness, because the white now has a mixture of red in it. The Echot Notlu Toycho Arba Tipin Shodam. And into the second cup, there fell in twice as much, which is four drops of blood, which now means that the second cup is even less white than the first cup. The Echot Nafulu Toichoi Shmoina. And in the third cup, there fell eight drops of blood, which therefore take away even more of the whiteness. And finally, the Echot Nafulu Toichoi Shtei Mesre Tipin. And into the fourth cup, there fell 12 drops of blood. And as Tosis points out, the Ramaschel, the Echot Nafulu Toichoi Beis, that even though 12 drops of blood is not the double of eight, and up till now, each cup had twice the amount of blood as the previous. In the first cup started out with two drops, the second cup with four, which is twice the amount of two. And the next cup had eight drops of blood, which is twice the amount of four. And now when we get to 12, 12 is not the double of eight. So Tosis, once we have already that much blood equaling the amount of 12, Tosis says, 12 drops of blood are already a lot of drops, which already are enough to effect change even without doubling the previous amount. Nevertheless, the Omer Lo, some takis say, Sheish Esrei Tipin. Then the fourth cup fell 16 drops of blood. The bottom line is, Shekulon Marais Loivenhen, that all of the four cups, Lamaisa, are going to be shades of white. What is the difference between each of the four cups? Elishizeh Lamaila Mizeh, Vizeh Lamaila Mizeh. That each cup has a shade of white, which is one above the other. So, Koponim, from the Moshe of Rabbi Chanina, we see that the different shades of Leuven are based on an order and a sequence of Zu Lemala Mizu. So, Koponim, from here, we talk, have a conclusive Raya. The Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that the order of the Negoim, in the order of Tziruf, also is in the gather of Ze Lemala Mizeh, as we see from the Moshe of Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara now asks and said there is no Raya. Because from here we only see that Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that we follow an order of Zulamala Mizu in the category of Negoim, which is called Pasuch. Pasuch means a category of Negoim which is not straight white, but rather it is a mixture of white and red. In the category of Negoim, which are a mixture of red and white, in that category, in that order, Rabbi Kiva follows a system of Zulamala Mizu. However, Becholuk, if we talk about the category of Negoim, which are plain white, in this category, where all Negoim are plain white, and they have different shades, how do we know that in the Sug of Negoim of Choluk, in the plain white Negoim, that Rabbi Kiva also follows the system of Zulamala Mizu? So in order to understand this kashya of the Gemara, you must understand that concerning the Maris Negoim, the four Maris Negoim that we have learned above, which are different shades of Mari Leuven, of white, in the event where the whiteness of the Negoim have a mixtas ad mimus, where they have a mixture of a little bit of red mixed into them, nevertheless, this also qualifies as a negatoras. In other words, the four different Maris of Leuven do not have to be necessarily completely white, plain white, or pure white. But even if they have a mixture of a little bit of red mixed into them, they still are in the category of negatoras. Because the Torah says, in Vayikra Yud Gimel Posuk Yutes, the Posuk says there, Baheres Levono Adam Domes. And Chazal Darshan in Torah's Kiryanim in Parshas Zriya, Melam Mechi Metama Bepisuch. From this Posuk we see that a Mare Leuven, that it has a mixture of a little bit of red in it, which is called Posuk, a mixture, is also Metame. And therefore, they do not have to be completely white. And therefore, the Gemara now is asking, Eimer Disham Le Rabbi Kiva Beposuch. The Moshe of Rabbi Chanina is talking about a category where we have cups of milk with red mixed into it. That is the category of Baheres Levona Damdomis. That is the category of a Nega, which is called Posuch. So maybe Davke in the Sug of Negoim, which is called Posuch, Davke there, we have a system of Zulam Alamazu. But the Choluk Mishamatlei, but how do we know the categories of the completely white Negoim? How do we know that even there we also follow the system of Zulam Alamazu? The Chitim, and if you want to say, Kehecha de Shamatlei be Posuch, Hoke Shamatlei be Choluk, and if you want to say that just like Rabbi Kiva holds this view, concerning the category of Pasuch. He also holds the view of Zula Malamazu concerning the category of Cholot. In the plain white Negoim, the Gemara asks even further, we can argue and challenge the point even by Pasuch, that even the category of Pasuch, we can also disprove the fact of Zula Malamazu. After all, Vahotznan, we have learned in the Mishnah, as is the Girs of the Bach, and this is the Mishnah in the Goyim Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. We have learned there, Rabbi Kiva says, Adamdom, what is the category of Adamdom, which means the Nega, which is called Posuch? Adamdom Shebezeh v'Shebezeh, ki yayin hamozuk v'mayim. Rabbi Kiva there is disagreeing with Rabbi Shmuel, who is the Tanakame. And Rabbi Kiva wants to point out that what is the difference in the shade of coloring, in the category of Posuch, between this Nega and that Nega? Rabbi Kiva there is referring to the Nega of Beheres and to the Nega of Sidah Hechol. Of course, in the category of Choluk, when they are pure white, we know that, as we have learned, that Beheres is Azok HaShelig, and the category of Sidah Hechol, we know, is the category, the whiteness of the Hechol. However, in the category of Adamdom, where we have a mixture of red, where we have a mixture of red in the Nega of Beheres, and we have a mixture of red in the Nega of Sidah Hechol, so Adamdom, Shebozev, Shebozev, the redness in this Nega and in this Nega, the redness in the Nega of Beheres, and the redness in the Nega of Sid, says Rabbi Kiva, is Kiyayin Hamozuk, Bemayim, is similar to wine mixed with water, Elo, except the difference is, Shel Beheres is Azor Kasholig, Veshel Sid Diho Hemeno, except, even though both the Nega of Beheres and the Nega of Sid have a mixture of red in it, it is similar to wine mixed with water, except the Beheres is white like snow, meaning it is still more white, and the Nega of Sid is fainter than it, is less white. In other words, Rabbi Kiva is saying that in the category of Pasuch, both the Nega of Sheleg and the Nega of Sid basically have the appearance of the Yain HaMozuk B'mayim. It is similar to wine, which is mixed with water, where the Admimus is very much recognized. However, the difference is that in the category of Sheleg, it is Shel Sheleg Azo, meaning in the category of Posuch. In the case of Beheres, the Leuven is very clear. Even though it is mixed with red, nevertheless the whiteness still appears strong. However, in the category of Sid, it is fainter, meaning that the redness has more of an impact in the Nega of Sid. In the case of Sid, the Leuven of the Sid is Diho Heimeno, is fainter than the whiteness of the Sheleg Azo. And as Rashi explains, it is from this Sefer, where Rabbi Kiva says, Elo Shel Beheres Azo Kasholeg, that Shel Sid Diho Heimeno, from this we see that in the Reisha, when Rabbi Kiva said, Adamdom Shebezeh V'Shebezeh, we know that he is referring to the difference between Beheres and Sid. So now we turn to Amud Beis, and now we have the obvious kasha. That is the Im Isa, that if in fact it is true that Tzemer is supposed to follow Sheleg, that according to Rabbi Kiva, we follow the principle of Zula Malamazu. So therefore would mean that the immediate Mara after Sheleg, after Beheres, should be Tzemer, which is the Nega of Faith. So why does Rabbi Kiva address himself to the difference of Beheres and Sid? L'chari should have said, Shel Tzemer Diho Heimeno Meboilei. Rabbi Kiva should have addressed himself and defined the difference between Beheres to Tzemer, between Sheleg and Tzemer, which is the difference of Beheres and Seis. Why is it that Rabbi Kiva addresses himself to the difference between Beheres and Sid? So l'chari, from here we see Rabbi Kiva does not follow the principle of Zulim Alamizu. The Gemara answers, Amri, I will tell you, Enoch and Ami. This is taki the way it should read. According to one pshat in Tosis, the Ramaskal of the Im, that basically what we are doing is that we are being magia in the Loshon of Rabbi Kiva. That instead of reading the difference between Beheres and Sid, Rabbi Kiva really should say the difference between Beheres and Seis. Because after all, Rabbi Kiva is following the principle of Zula Malamazu. For Hatanya, and we take a raya, we have taki solon in the Braise. Rabbi Nosan Oim, Rabbi Nosan, like I said, Loshon Rabbi Kiva shall Sid Dio Himeno. Rabbi Kiva Taki did not say that Sid is more fainter than Beheres, but rather what he did say was, Elo Shel Tzemer Diho Heimeno. It is Tzemer which is fainter than Beheres. So the point of that Taki comes out, that Rabbi Kiva Taki follows the principle of Zu Lemala Mizu. The Gemara continues, the Gemara asks, Umen Olam the Beheres Azohi. How do we Taki know that Beheres is the whitest of all the Maras? Because up till now, of all the Mishnahs, where we have learned the Nega of Beheres, it was always learned and always mentioned that Beheres is Azok HaSholeg, Beheres is the whitest. Beheres is brilliantly white. The Gemara asks, how do we take in all this? Amar Abayi says, Abayi Makra. because the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Vimbaheres Levona he, so he is a mute, which means to say, he Levona, the Einacheres Levona. Baheres is the really white one, but all the others are not really white. They are not perfectly white. So from here we see that Baheres is the whitest of all the Negoi. Baheres Amuka. The Nega Baheres basically is deep. It is, so to speak, it appears to be recessed. And so Taka says the Pasuk, Umareha Omuk Muno Oir, that the appearance of Baheres is recessed. It seems to be deeper than the skin. Kimare Chamo Huamuka Minatel, similar to the appearance of sun, which appears to be deeper than shade. If a person views shade next to sun, the Mara of the sun, which is the lighter, appears to be deeper than the shade. Se'ez, the Nega which is called Se'ez, why is it called Se'ez? Because Ein Se'ez Ela Gavoya, because the Lashon of Se'ez means it is higher up. The Chen Oymer Sotak says the Pasuk, I'll call Hehorim Haramim, I'll call HaGvoyz HaNisoyz, referring to all the high mountains and all the hills that are lifted up. And since the Mara of Se'ez is a darker color than the Nega of the Baheres, and as Rashi already pointed out on the Afhamed base, that wherever we have a dark color next to a lighter color, the darker color appears to be raised higher than the lighter color. And since the Nega of Se'ez is darker than the Nega of Baheres, so Mela it is lifted up, it appears to be lifted up, and therefore it is called Se'ez. Sapachas. It says in the Torah, Sapachas. So Ein Sapachas Elot Tfela. The Lashem Sapachas always means it is a tefillah, meaning an attachment, that the Torah with the word of Sapachas is actually being marbe other maras which are tfelim to the Iker maras, other maras which are told us of the Iker maras. As the Torah says, Odom kiyeh be'or b'saroi se'es oi Sapachas oi Baheres. So Sapachas, which is in the middle, comes to be marbe extra told us. The Chenu Oimer in Sotak is the Posik in Shmuel Aleph, the Omar Sapcheni no. He said, Sapcheni no, be mitzaref me, be mechaber me. So Melo says now the Gemara, Ashkechon Tfeilo L'Se'ez. From this Pasuk, Sapachas. As the Torah says again, Odom Kiyeh Boyer Bisori Se'ez, or Sapachas. From word of Sapachas, we have a ribui to the Negev Se'ez. The Kashi is Tfeilo L'Baheres Min Olam. How do we know it told it for Baheres? And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara's Kashi here goes Dafti according to the Rabbanon. Because Dafti the Rabbanon are of the opinion that there is a separate Tolda for Baheres, and there is a separate Tolda for Se'ez. As we learn in the first mission of the Goyim, we learned it above, where it says, Maris Nagoyim Shnaim Shein Arboa, that Baheres has a told of Tidahechol, and Se'ez has a told of Krum Beitza. However, Rabbi Kiva Take does not agree with this. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no told of Baheres. According to Rabbi Kiva, both the Mar of Tidahechol and the Mar of Krum Beitza are all told of Se'ez. However, Baheres itself, Take, has no told. And as the Tosfos Rosh points out, because Rabbi Kiva holds, there is no svara to use the word sapachas to be marbe a tolda for Baheres, because the word sapachas is mentioned before Baheres. As it says in the Pasuk, Odom ki yibor bisaroi se'es oi sapachas oi Baheres. So the word sapachas is mentioned before Baheres. Says the Tosfos Rosh, it is not yitokhin, it is not proper that the Torah should write the tofel before the ikur. Sapachas is the tofel, Baheres is the ikur. If the Torah intended to be marbe, a tofel to the ikur, the Torah should have written sapachas after Baheres. Since sapachas is written before Baheres, it is not mistaber to be marbe a tolda for Baheres. In any case, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Baheres also has a tolda, the Gemara asks, how do we take in all this? Because Nemra Levana Beseis. The word white is mentioned by Seis, as it says Seis Levana. The Nemra Levana by Baheres. And the word white is mentioned by Baheres, as it says Baheres Levana. So Ma Levana Homura Besei Seishal Tefeilo, Sejotak Vilvana, that is mentioned in context of Seis, has a tolda, that Seis has a tolda, which is Krum Beitza, Sa Levana Homura Baheres Seishal Tefeilo, so to Levana, which is mentioned in context of Baheres, also has a tolda. So from here we know that Baheres also has a tolda. The Mesitaton and the Baita we learn, that Hitla Kosuf, with Sapachas Ben Seis to Baheres, the Torah placed the word Sapachas in between Seis and Baheres, as we mentioned already before, that the Pasuk reads, Odom Kiyir Be'oyer Bisaroi, Seis, or Sapachas or Baheres. So why did Torah write Sapachas in between Se'ez and Baheres? Loim alav to teach you. Hekishem shit tfeilo le Se'ez, kach tfeilo le Baheres. That just like there is a tofel to Se'ez, so too there is a tofel to Baheres. So from here we take a learn up, that not only Se'ez has a tolda, but also there is a separate tolda to Baheres. Now concerning the Rashi that we mentioned above, in the Ramaschol tfeilo le Baheres min olam, which is the third line from the top, where Rashi says the Gemara's Kashi goes only according to the Rabbanan. However, according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no ribui tfeilot to Baheres at all. Toast Pash Bishan Rashi, that Lafir Rabbi Kiva, by Harris has no ribui at all. However, the Toast Harash has a different Pshat in Rashi, Ayn Shom in the Toast Harash. And the Gemara continues, we'll learn the Mishnah, Se'es is Ketemelovon. My Temelovon, what is the definition of Temelovon? Omer Abivim Ravasi, Temenoki Ben Yoimoi, this is clean wool of a newborn lamb, Shemechabnin Boy Lemilas, which is covered up to be made into a cloak of fine wool. As Rashi explains, that the wool of a newly born lamb is the whitest that it'll ever be. The mother licks it and cleanses its wool. And therefore, usually this wool is usually protected in order to be able to make out of this clean wool a fine beged. How do they protect the wool? What they do is they place a covering of skin. A covering of skin is clasped around the lamb to protect this new wool. And therefore, says Rashi, Mechabnin is from a lotion of Harachelin Yoitzois Kevunois in Mesech the Shabbos Daf Nun Beis. Kevunos is a type of a pin that is used to close up the opening of the shirt. So too, if one wants to preserve the new wool of a newborn lamb, a covering of skin is clasped around the lamb using the pin in order to protect the wool. And therefore the Gemara telling us that Se'es K'tzemer Lovon is referring to the Tzemer Lovon, the wool of a newly born lamb that is usually protected, Lemilas. The Rebbeinu Chananel on Masechta Shabbos there explains that Milas is a very special kind of a soft wool. The Gemara continues, Omer Rav Chanina, Moshel Drabonon Lomad Over Doime. The Rabbonon Shita, that we have the four different shades of the Negoim, Shnaim Shenabot, what is a Doime? The Trei Malki or the Trei Ifrechi. It is Doime to two kings and to two governors. Each king has his own governor. But first of all, Malko Shelze, Lemailo Malko Shelze, the king of this Medina is Choshever than the king of the other Medina, the Ifrechu Shelze, Lemailo Ifrechu Shelze. And the governor of this Medina is also closer than the governor of the other Medina. So too, says Rashi, Baharis, which is the Melech of Sid, which is the Av of Sid, is higher than Se'es, which is the Melech of Krum. And therefore, Baharis and Se'es are Mistaris. And also, the Iparchus of this Melech is higher than the Iparchus of the other Melech. Meaning is, that Sid, which is the Tolda of Baharis, is higher than Krum, which is the Tolda of Se'es. So Kaponim, we see from here that Sid is lower than Se'es. Now, according to this, it comes out that the order is Beharis first, then Se'es, then Sid, and then Krum. The Gemara asks, Hai Zelamayla Mezeh, Vezelamayla Mezehu. According to this, we have the order of Zulamayla Mezu, which is Rabbi Kiva's order. However, according to the Rabbanan, there should be a different order. And therefore, says the Gemara, a little bit different. Malko Shul Zelamayla Ifrachei Denapshe, that the Melech of the Medina is higher than his own governor. Well, Malko Shul Zelamayla Ifrachei Denapshe, and the Melech of the other Medina is higher than his own governor. So to Beharis, which is the Av, is higher than Sid, which is his own Tolda. And then comes the Ace, which is the lower Av, is still nevertheless higher than Krum Alovin, which is its Tolda. Revata Barab Omar, Kegon Malke Valkafte. It is similar to the Melech, to a king, and Alkafte. These are two Melechim, and a Melech is higher than Alkafte. Alkafte is basically a high Persian dignitary. And the two Toldas are Rufila Verej Gelusa. And Rufila basically is lower than Alkafte. So we have the two Melechim, then the two Toldas. So we're at Haizela Malam Izehu, and Kegon Malke Verufila, Valkafte Verej Gelusa. Which means the Melech and his officer, and the Alkafta and his officer. So too, Beharis and its Tolda, Se'es and his Tolda.